USA Radio News.
Actor Matthew McConaughey gave an impassioned speech at a White House press briefing Tuesday, saying people in power have failed to act when it comes to gun safety. The 52-year-old Uvalde, Texas native spoke after a private meeting with President Joe Biden regarding the recent school shooting in his hometown.
We need responsible gun ownership. We need background checks. We need to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 rifle to 21. We need a waiting period for those rifles. We need red flag laws and consequences for those who abuse them.
The shooting in Uvalde, Texas, killed 19 children and two adults. Also from the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced two more press team departures on Tuesday. It comes after multiple reports of inner turmoil at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prison inmate transfers are being paused in Texas for now. Reporter Lance Pry tells us why.
The Texas Department of Criminal Justice has temporarily suspended the transport of inmates as the agency considers a review of its transportation practices in the wake of the Gonzalo Lopez escape. Lopez, a lifer, convicted murderer, escaped from authorities last month while on a prison transport bus. It's believed he then killed a family of 5, stealing their truck. State Senator John Whitmer, the Democrat from Houston, called on the Texas DCJ to make immediate changes. If an inmate is being transported, there should be a trailing security officer armed to make sure that if something goes wrong on the bus, the inmate does not escape.
Russia's ambassador to the United Nations stormed out of a UN Security Council meeting this week. It happened after the president of the European Council blamed rising global food prices on Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A more traditional kind of COVID-19 vaccine is one step closer to becoming the fourth option for U.S. adults. Advisors to the FDA voted Tuesday to recommend authorization of shots made by Novavax. It's a protein vaccine, a more conventional technology than the dominant Pfizer and Moderna shots, and the lesser-used Johnson & Johnson option. If the FDA ultimately agrees, the Novavax shots could be an option for adults who haven't yet received the vaccine. The Biden administration is hoping to ease tensions with North Korea. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman met with her South Korean counterpart in Seoul to discuss potential threats from North Korea Tuesday. Sherman saying that any attack by North Korea would be devastating for global stability and that the United States and its allies are ready to take action if necessary.
This would be very destabilizing to the world's security, and I believe that not only the ROK in the United States and Japan, but the entire world will respond in a strong and clear manner.
This as North Korea conducted a missile test and reports they are preparing to resume nuclear testing.
And AAA reports motorists in 13 states are now paying an average of $5 a gallon or more for gas. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.